Earlier this week, in a televised address to the nation, President Bush stated that a transfer of full sovereignty to a government of Iraqi citizens will take place on June 30th, but it's still not clear what sovereignty means, and one of the biggest questions is whether Iraqis would have any authority over American-led troops in Iraq after June the 30th. British Prime Minister Tony Blair dealt with that issue earlier today in the front of the House of Commons when he denied any disagreement with President Bush over who should be in charge of U.S. and other troops in Iraq.
We are both absolutely agreed that there should be full sovereignty transferred to the Iraqi people, and the multinational force should remain under American command. That is natural, since they have the vast bulk of the soldiers.
During the Prime Minister's question time in the House of Commons, Liberal Democrat leader Charles Kennedy questioned the Prime Minister's consistency on the issue of Iraqi control.
When I asked the Prime Minister last week whether the transfer of full sovereignty in Iraq would mean that the new government there would have control over its prisons, the Prime Minister replied to me, the answer to that is yes, they must have full sovereignty after June 30th, and that will give them the right that any sovereign government has. However, Mr. Speaker, just over an hour ago, I received a fax letter from the Prime Minister's office in which he goes on to say the exact division of responsibilities for prisons and detainees' policy is one of the issues we will need to discuss in detail with the interim government once announced, as part of the wider discussions about the mandate of the multinational force. Now, can the Prime Minister, Mr. Speaker, tell us whether the categoric assurance he gave last week as a result of this recently received clarification, he's now stepping back from that?
No, I'm not stepping back from it at all. After the transfer of sovereignty on the 30th of June, the ultimate decision as to whose control the prisons remain under has to be a matter for the Iraqi government. All I'm explaining to you in the letter is that obviously until the Iraqis have the capability, for example, sufficient trained prison officers in order to conduct this themselves, there may well be a division of responsibilities between the multinational force and the Iraqis. But the ultimate political decision-making and control will rest with the sovereign Iraqi government. I hope that's clear.
Charles Kennedy. Mr. Speaker, but doesn't this shift in clarification on so many issues from one week to the next show what has bedeviled this entire situation? What, for example, would the Prime Minister say in response to General Zinni, who was President Bush's special envoy to the area in the build-up to the war? Because he has said that the preparations were characterised by false rationales presented as justification, a flawed strategy, lack of planning, the unnecessary alienation of our allies, the underestimation of the task, and the unnecessary distraction from the real threats. Hasn't this entire sorry episode, before and after, been characterised by inadequacy at the political top?
Yeah.
The fact is, those people who are against the conflict remain against the conflict. In relation to the issue of sovereignty, let me just make one thing clear to him. There is a difference between sovereignty being transferred to the Iraqi government, and that should be full and undiminished sovereignty, and the practical necessity that multinational forces will have to remain there in order to support the new Iraqi government. That will mean in relation to operations or, for example, the running of the prisons, there will have to be a division of responsibility. But the point is that after the 30th of June, the forces remain there with the consent of the Iraqi government and not otherwise. I would have thought that is clear. As for the issue of the aftermath of the war in Iraq, of course there will be people who carry on making criticisms of it. I simply say that he must accept that his position is such that if we'd done what he had wanted us to do, Saddam Hussein would still be running Iraq. Now, I have to face up to the consequences of the decision I took, but with respect, he has to face up to the consequences of the position he took.
British Prime Minister Tony Blair in an exchange with the Liberal Democratic leader Charles Kennedy today at the British House of Commons.